The Sea of Egada, 10 centuries of art history. Hello and welcome to the Sea of Egada, an ensemble of buildings with more than 1,000 years of history. That's quite something, wouldn't you agree? I imagine you're listening to me on the terrace. This is an ideal place to start our tour. But before we start, I would like to introduce you to the main features of our tour, the churches of San Pera da Tarrasa. Just in front of you is the Church of Santa Maria, St. Mary. To your left, smaller in size, is the Church of San Miguel, St. Michael. And to its left, do you see? The Church of San Pera, St. Peter. Now, look around you. You can see the city all around, can't you? That's because we're on a high plain, the spur of San Pera, formed between two rushing streams, a privileged place to live, as shown by the fact that remains have been found that indicate human occupation since Neolithic times. It was during the time of the Iberians, however, when a stable settlement was established in the 5th century BCE called Egosa. Later on, the Romans also took an interest in the place, and just where you are now, a large villa was built during the 2nd century BCE. With Christianization came the first basilica with a baptistry, but it was not until 450 CE that things took off with the creation of the bishopric of Egara. Is that too much information all at once? Never mind, I'll continue to explain things over the course of the visit. What I'd like you to notice just now is how the same place can be inhabited for thousands of years by different peoples, all of whom have left their mark. And that's what makes up the history of the place, and it's our history too. If you look closely at the ground, you can see various kinds of paving that show the shapes of the structures there were during all these former uses, which archaeologists have revealed during numerous excavations. There are silos, walls, tombs, and more. Shall we continue with the visit? Go into the building on the right, and you will see the entrance to a room. Go in, and I will tell you about the altarpiece of San Pera on the next track. See you there.